One of the fascinating things in halachic literature is to see how Paiskim take a case and find Gemaras that are relevant to that case that at first glance might not have been, at first blush, relevant at all. An example of this appears in Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein's writing in Chachshuke Chemed on our daf on Ksubis on Mem Gimel. Rav Zilberstein dealt with the following shaila. There was an instance where a man had decided to write his possessions as a matana after his death. He had written a shtar matana that he would give, actually more precisely, he would write a shtar matana prior to his death, giving two of his assets to his wife and his daughter. One of the assets was a small store, and the other was a large field. Now, the large field had actually much greater potential value, because that field was being turned into a cosmopolitan area, and that was a large piece of real estate. The store, at the time, was collecting significant rent, but didn't have that same potential value. The question was that he had written this as a shtar matana. In the shtar matana, one was supposed to go to the wife, the other was supposed to go to the daughter. There were edim that were aware and witnessed the matana, but the edim did not remember which one was supposed to go to the wife, which one was supposed to go to the daughter, and the shtar matana has now disappeared. So we know that there is a matana, and we'd have a suffix. So at first glance, this would be get involved with sfeiklus amatana. However, Rav Zilberstein points out that our Gemara Ksubis Mem Gimel, in its discussion about a wife and a daughter in the case of their support from the Yerusha, might actually shed some light on this Shiloh. First, a review of some basic Yesodos that come out, Lahalacha, from Ksubis Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara tells us that the halacha is, as we find throughout Maseches Ksubis, about 10 lines from the top, the Gemara tells us this, and a widow is supported from the Nichsei Yisomim. The responsibility of the Ksuba says that from the Yerusha to the sons, let's say, the widow will be supported. However, her Maisei Yadayim, her earnings, in its place, go to the Yisomim. The Gemara has a similar issue in regards to an underage daughter. An underage daughter as well, Bas Nizonos Min Ha'achin, she's also supported from the Yerusha. However, the Gemara has a Shaila of whether she keeps her own Maisei Yadayim or does not. Ultimately, the Halacha, as you can see in the Ein Mishpat Hey, quoted in the Gemara about 10 lines from the bottom, and the Gemara's conclusion on Mem Gimel Amid Beis, is that actually she keeps her own Maisei Yadayim, her own earnings, in contrast to the Almana. And the Gemara points out a paradox. The Gemara, about 15-20 lines on the top, on Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, points out that on the one hand, if there isn't enough money, the husband is very poor, and all he has is money to support one person, the widow or the underage daughter, the husband would prefer that his daughter be the one to have to collect, and his wife not go through the bizayon of nishalu al hapsachin. Zilusa al manaso adifale. The husband, in this instance, it's more important that his former wife not have the embarrassment to collect. On the other hand, the Gemara says that when it comes to the ability to hold on to their profits, harvacha bito adifale. It's important to the husband that she be able to put away money for herself for the future, for college, for a future marriage, even though when it comes to the zilusa da almana adifale. Says Rav Zilberstein, if we put together all of those things of the Gemara Amem Gimel, all of the above things, number one, that both the widow and the daughter are supported. Number two, that the widow's earnings go back to the Yisalman, but we paskin lahalacha that the daughter's earnings go to herself because the harvacha is adifale. And number three, that when it comes to the bizayon of the bizayon of the almana is more important to the husband than the bizayon of his daughters, then we could emerge with the following conclusion in the above question. We weren't sure what the husband wanted. Did the husband want to leave the store, which has present earning, but not tremendous potential earning in the future? Or the land that right now is not worth much, but has tremendous potential in terms of real estate value in the future, which would he leave the wife, or which would he leave the daughter? So then what emerges is as follows. Right now, the wife is the husband's priority. The Gemara tells us that she shouldn't go through bizayon. And therefore, a steady income from a store, that's what he would want to give to her. However, in terms of long-term earnings, the father is more concerned that his daughter is going to have long-term earnings. And therefore, Rev Zilberstein, in a fascinating psak, an application of our Gemara, says that our Gemara already told us the mindset of a father and husband, and it's most likely that he would want to leave the store, which is going to be a consistent profit in the present, to his wife, and leave for his daughter the field, which has the long-term potential to support her down the line. This is an absolutely fascinating example of a posek applying a Gemara in a very, very creative way. This concludes a halachic, practical halacha example from Daf Mem Gimel in Maseches Ksubis.